imagine being 9 months pregnant and taken to the hospital. The doctor tells you she must do an emergency cesarean section. They must begin the procedure immediately. Yet, they have no sutures nor needles to finish the operation. They start the operation anyway. Your baby is delivered, but not breathing. The hospital has no emergency equipment, nor trained staff to deal with her. Today, I have live in the studio of Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM, freakradio.org, Jane Sinense. Jane lives in Mountain View, California. Welcome to the studios, Jane.
Thanks, Brad. It's great to see you.
Jane started the Rabia Balki Hospital Project in Kabul, Afghanistan. So, Jane, why don't you tell the listeners of Free Radio a little bit about this project?
It started last Mother's Day. I was watching a show on the Discovery Channel, and it was about different maternity hospitals around the world, from the high end to the low end. The high end was in Japan, which was very sophisticated. The women got facials and spa treatments along with having their babies. The low end was in Kabul, Afghanistan, where they didn't even have sutures to complete operations. And I watched this show, and it just broke my heart. I couldn't stand to see this situation. I thought, how much can sutures cost? You know, it couldn't be that big a deal to do something for this hospital. So that's how I started my project. I wanted it to be very straightforward. I didn't want to take a lot of time. I just decided that I would raise money for this hospital, and that's how the Rabia Balki Hospital Project was started.
How does the Rabia Balki Project work?
What I do is I have a brochure. I have a website at www.kabulmaternity.org. That's KABULMATERNITY.org. And you can download the brochure from my website, or you can email me to get a copy of it. I send copies of the brochures out to people. I go to the farmers markets in the local area, and I distribute the brochures, and people send money to the project. The two things about my project that I wanted to be a fundamental part of the project is, number one, all the money that's donated goes directly to help this hospital. There's no overhead. I don't take any payroll. I pay for all my printing and all my own costs. So any money that's donated goes directly to help this hospital. And the second operating basis of my project is I don't assume to know what these doctors need in Kabul. I've interviewed the doctors, and I work with them to find out what they need and want so that I can provide those things that are going to be most useful to them. So it's a very, very straightforward kind of a thing. And I launched my website in July, and since then I've raised almost $15,000, and in fact I'm working on delivery of the first medical supplies to the hospital right now. It's very exciting.
How do you arrange the supplies, the shipments to Kabul?
What I'm doing is I'm working with a doctor in the Bay Area. He's African-American, and he has been to Rabia Balki. I work with some other doctors who have also been to the hospital. So they advise me on what equipment and supplies to get. Right now, currently, what we've been doing is talking with the director of the hospital. She's let us know what medicines and supplies they need and what they can buy in Kabul and what needs to be purchased here. So I bought a couple thousand dollars worth of mostly antibiotics and other medicines. Some of these things are key. For example, a medicine that will stop postpartum bleeding, and this hospital's just run out of these tablets. So, you know, women die in this hospital from things that you would never conceive of a person dying from here in this country. So it's really a life-saving effort. And I have a colleague who will be going to Kabul on the 18th of March. So she'll be taking these supplies, and she has additional money, several thousand dollars, and she'll be working with the director, and they'll go out and buy all the other supplies that they can with this first bunch. And I'm also working on the logistics to get an anesthesia machine for the hospital. This requires a bit more work because the anesthesia machines need to be purchased in Pakistan. So it's a bit of arrangement to get somebody to go back and forth, and I'm still working on those details. I'm really hoping we can pull this off by the 18th of March. We'll see how that goes.
it's completely legal to do what you're doing, right?
Yes. I work with a group called the Society of Afghan Engineers. Most people's concerns are they like to get a tax write-off when they donate to charities, and the Society of Afghan Engineers have allowed me to work with them, although they are engineers and their job in Afghanistan is to help rebuild the country in terms of their infrastructure. They wanted to assist me also. So because I didn't want to take a lot of time to set up my own incorporated group and get my tax-exempt status, I work with them. And so the checks and donations are made out to this organization, and they hold my funds, which they then distribute to me as I need them. For example, right now as I'm working on this first delivery.
Yeah, I see on your website there's a news update, 3704. That's today, March 7th, 2004. Currently, the details for the first shipment of medical supplies for Rabia Balkhi Hospital are being worked on. See the progress page for more info.
I'd like to add that people can also use PayPal if they have a PayPal account. A lot of people who are used to buying things on eBay and things like that are used to PayPal. So that's another way one can donate. Also, if people have any suggestions other than just monetary, if people listening work in hospitals or know doctors or nurses who work in hospitals. Hospitals in this country a lot of time have extra inventory, and so or if they switch brands, they switch over to another brand, their older inventory will sit there, and all that kind of stuff can be needed by or used by this hospital. Right now in my car I've got a whole duffel bag full of sutures. They'll be going this week, they'll be sent over there. So anything like that can be utilized. You know, you got to keep in mind that they need everything in Afghanistan. You know, they operate off of a different standard.
The KabulMaternity.org website states that this includes almost $2,000 worth of medicine and antibiotics bought here to be taken to Kabul by Rosemary Stesk, city councilwoman from Mountain View. In addition, several $1,000 will be spent in Kabul for medicines and supplies for Rabia Balkhi Hospital. Check back for an update in a few weeks. There should be photos and lots of information. Let's play another track from that CD that you brought us, Jane.
Great.
Here live in the studio is Jane Sinense from Mountain View, California, with the KabulMaternity.org project, the Rabia Balkhi Hospital. If you go to KabulMaternity.org, you can check out the website and see where donations are coming from, which is very interesting. It looks like we've got donations coming all throughout the United States, even Alaska. Tell us, Jane, tell us some of the more interesting donations that you've gotten.
Well, a really creative thing people have done is they themselves maybe have not had a lot of money to donate, but really like the project. And if they had an upcoming birthday or just some friends who were a little more flush than they were, they asked their friends to donate in their name. For a birthday, one particular woman received almost $1,000 in donations from her friends. And I note that on the website. It's an incredible way to help this project. And another thing, way people can help is check out the website and send the URL to your friends, because this is a fairly new project, and a lot of what getting a project off the ground is about is getting it known to people. So, you know, check out the website, www.kabulmaternity.org, and send the URL to your friends. This way the word gets spread, and not everybody, you know, has some spare coins in their pocket, but a lot of other people do. And that's one reason why I started this project is people are very giving, and there are a lot of really great people in the world. So they hear about my project, and they do want to help. The money I've raised thus far, almost $15,000, has all come from individuals. I haven't gone to corporations or any other philanthropic groups thus far. It's just all come from individuals. So that's a pretty big effect to create. And a dollar in Kabul goes a very long ways. So because we have no overhead, all the money that one donates is going to go straight to this hospital. That's a lot of buying power in Kabul, and that's a lot of lives saved. You know, imagine if you went to the hospital and they didn't have sutures. You had to have some emergency procedure, and they didn't even have sutures. No painkillers, you know, no blood for transfusion. That's the kind of situation you find in hospitals in Kabul. And I really figured it would be easy to change the situation. So check out my website and see what you can do to help.
Are there any books that people can read to find out more about Afghanistan?
Well, one I have on my website and my progress page is a great book if you like to read. It's a fictional book called The Kite Runner by Khaled Hosseini, and I have a link to his website. This is an incredible book. I couldn't put it down. And if you read this book, you will get a real good idea of the recent history of Afghanistan the last 20 years. But it's in a very gripping form. It's a story of two boys growing up in Kabul. So I urge people to read that book. It's one of my favorites. And along with it, then you'll get a real good idea of what's been happening in that country, why they're in the situation they're in right now.
So here we are sailing the areas of Free Radio Santa Cruz. What other media organizations have you been in touch with or have covered this story?
Well, I had a small article in the Mountain View Voice. That was great. My face was on the front of the San Jose Mercury one Sunday. That was pretty cool. I've got clips of this on my website, but frankly, I could use a lot more press because press always helps. This show helps. Anything that one can do to get the news of their project out is helpful.
Are there any other organizations that you work with or that do any sort of similar work in Afghanistan that you'd like to recommend?
Well, you can go to my links page. At the top of the list is Afghans for Tomorrow. This group's real good. Like I mentioned, I work with Society of Afghan Engineers. They have both an international office that I work with, but they also have a Northern California chapter. Both those links are on my website. There are other groups I coordinate with, but as I said, I'm working most closely with a few doctors who have been to Rabia Balkhi. They're Afghan American, and they've been guiding and instructing me to make my efforts as effective as they could be. There are some other great links on this website. Afghanistan's a great country. I've been working with Rosemary Stashek, who is a city councilwoman for Mountain View. In fact, she is the one going to Kabul, and I'm very much in appreciation for everything she's doing because she's delivering these medicines as well as buying more once she gets there. She's got a great website, too, which I have a link. I think it's Stashek, Stashek.com, I believe. That's on the website. She's a very good website with great photos from Afghanistan, and I urge you to go check that one out also.
All right. Well, I'd like to really thank you for coming out today. Really appreciate your time here, Jane.
Thanks, Brad.
You're welcome.